John, the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Near the village of Gebas in eastern Turkey, while shepherds ate the breakfast, one of their sheep jumped off a 45-foot cliff to his death. Then, as the stunned shepherds looked on, the rest of the flock followed. This is a true story now. In all, 1,500 sheep mindlessly stumbled off the cliff. The only good news was that the last 1,000 were cushioned in their fall by the growing woolly pile of those who jumped first. According to the Washington Post, 450 sheep died. The Bible often refers to human beings as sheep. Psalms 100, verse 3, Isaiah 53, verse 6, Matthew 9, 26. Easily distracted and susceptible to group influence, we would rather follow the crowd than the wisdom of the shepherd. In many cases, that's the way it is, isn't it? I'm glad the Bible also describes sheep in a positive way. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. John 10:14 and the 27th verse also. So the big question for us is, whom are we following? One another, self-centered shepherds, or the voice of the direction of the good shepherd? Our challenge is to avoid the mistake of the sheep who blindly followed one another over a cliff. We must make it our daily purpose to ask ourselves, am I listening to the voice of the good shepherd? Am I following him? Amen? We need to follow the Lord, don't we? Amen. We need to follow him. He's a good shepherd. Hallelujah. Now, we're going back to Romans. Romans. Hold on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let me make sure I got this scripture right. Acts and Romans, right? I got this right. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All right, we'll go with this tonight. We'll hold up on the scripture now. We're going to talk about, Ecclesiastes is where we're going to, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1 through 7. But before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about David and Solomon. Now, David was the father of Solomon. David had seven sons. And he was the father of Solomon. Bathsheba was David's mother. Solomon reigned after David, right? Solomon was the next king after David. Before David died, listen to this now. Before David died, he instructed Solomon, his son, to know the Lord. 1 Chronicles 28, verse 9. Brother Willie, I read tonight because I got quite a bit I want to try to cover. All right? 1 Chronicles 28, verse 9. Let's look at that. Let's see. Second Chronicles. 1 Chronicles 28, verse 9. 1 Chronicles 28, verse 9. Let's look at that. Listen to what it says here. David instructed his son to know the Lord. to know the Lord. 28 verse 9. Listen to what it says here. David talking to his son Solomon. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart. It's good instruction. And with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. Hallelujah. Now Solomon was made king of Israel. And God appeared unto Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 3. 1 Kings chapter 3. And we're going to... let's look at 1 Kings chapter 3. And we're going to begin reading at verse 3. Read verses 3 through 15. 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 3 through 15. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father. Only he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared unto Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said, listen to this now. Thou hast shown unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. And now, O Lord, my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in, and thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thou so great a people? And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked for this thing and hast not asked for thou self long life, neither hast thou asked for riches, nor hast thou asked for the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thy understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done this according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all of thy days. And if thou, listen to this now, what God said to him, and if thou walk in the ways to keep my statutes and my commandments as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days. And Solomon awoke And behold, it was a dream. And he came to Jerusalem and stood before the ark of the covenant of the Lord and offered up burnt offerings and offered peace offerings and made a feast to all his servants. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you for thy word, Lord. Lord, thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. So teach us to yield our vessels to you tonight to obey your voice. Let your divine will be done tonight, Lord. God, speak through these lips of clay. Just let your divine will be done, God. Speak to us and help us, God, and open our understanding. Give us, Lord God, what we need tonight, Lord God, to follow on to know you. In Jesus' name we pray for the glory of God. Amen. Now, Solomon wrote Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon. Now, tonight we're going to look at Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 1 through 7. Begin at verse 1. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. That's the King James Version. Now, I'm going to read from the Amplified. Remember earnestly also your Creator, that you are not your own, but his property. Now in, my God, I can't hardly read my writing here. In the days of your youth. All right, read that for me, please. I'm sorry. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Now, remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. That's what it's saying here. In other words, when you're young, come to the Lord. Turn to the Lord with your whole heart. Worship him. Serve him. Obey him while you're young. In the days of thy youth. So that so many today in their youth come to the Lord and serve him with a pure heart. Because I find so many young people today that they bleed. And a lot of them, I'm telling you, a lot of them go to church. They believe they can do whatever they want to do all the week. You mean go to the club, drink their wine. That's right. Steal, lie, cheat, do all these things and go to church on Sunday and be pleasing to God. You can't do that. Isn't that right? But God's asking for youth to come to him, to worship him, serve him with their whole heart. That's what God's asking for. You know, why does God want us to come while we're young? Well, number one is when we're young, we can get things done. We can do things, can't we? You better believe it, my God. I mean, we feel we can energetic. We got that energy. Youth may be all of life one half. There are many young graves. I'm in the graveyard, isn't it? Many young graves. Because we don't know where death is, but we know the Lord is coming. And the Lord is calling us to live right. Listen to what it says here. The word remember implies action. Remember is a verb. And it implies action. The word of God say in Genesis 19:29, and God remembered Abraham. And when God remembered Abraham, God moved in Abraham's life for good. What did he do? I'll tell you what he did in this situation here. Lot was in Sodom and Gomorrah. And God let him know, Abraham, I'm going to destroy that city. But Abraham cried out to God for his son, his nephew. Abraham cried, said, God, spare him, save him. And when God destroyed that city, the fire was burning, things were burning up. Lot walked out. God delivered him. God remembered Abraham for good because Abraham believed God, and hallelujah. And Abraham even pleaded for the city, didn't he? Abraham said, God, if I find 50 righteous, will you destroy it? And God said, no. And he went down to 10. And God would have spared the city for even 10 righteous. Couldn't find 10 righteous in Sodom and Gomorrah, a wicked place. Isn't that right? Very wicked place. Many people were in the city, couldn't find 10 that were righteous. Hallelujah. But God remembered Abraham and brought Lot out of the city because Lot prayed. So the word remember is an action verb. In other words, when you remember something, you need to get up and do something. Amen? Revelation. God commended, Revelation chapter 2, God commended the church of Ephesus. Say, I know your works. I know your labor. I know your patience. But God said to him, I know all of these things. But then he said, nevertheless, I have somewhat against you. Because you left your first love. And what did God say? Remember. Action word. Remember from whom once thou have fallen. Hallelujah. And repent. Repent. You got to do something. Repent is a change of mind, a change of heart, a change of direction. Isn't that right? Amen. Repent and do your first works, unless I come unto thee quickly and remove the candlestick. Isn't that right? Remember that you've fallen from me. Hallelujah. You've lost your first love. And when you lose your first love, well, what are you doing? You're just operating in what? In the flesh, in selfishness. You're not pleasing God. Love, it's all because of love. Isn't that right? For God so loved the world that he did what? Gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So God remembered, amen, the church of Ephesus, and told them they had to repent in order to get right. Otherwise, he would come and remove their candlestick if they didn't repent. Remember, listen at this now. Remember, you are God's property, so serve him from the start of your years. Not just at the end. See, some people want to live all their life, worldly life. In sin, just walk in sin, drink, lie, steal, anything they want to do. And when they get old, they want to come to the Lord. Now, God will receive you now. No, don't get me wrong. If a person repent in their old age, God will receive them. Isn't that right? He'll save them. But God wants the youth. All of that youth that you had. You just messed over it. Hallelujah. And God is saying, come to me. Amen. Come. Hallelujah. Obey my voice. Follow me. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. God is expecting something of you and me, and he wants us to start out while we're young. To serve him. Follow him. Obey him. And let the people see Jesus in you and me. While we're young. Amen. And if there are some that come while they're young, and some wait till they get old. Like I said, God will receive you while you're old, but by God, for God's sake, remember him while you're young. In the days of the youth. Before the evil days come now. All right. All right, let me see. He have given life and opportunities when you're young and your youth, and you can get out there and get it done. We can remember God only. Listen at this now. We can remember God only by the help of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that right? Ephesians 4:22 through 24. Only by the help of the Holy Spirit can we really remember the Lord. You know that? Because when you desire to come to the Lord, the devil is right there to defeat you. Isn't that right? I mean, people are not going to just, that's why we got to pray for our loved ones. We got to keep them, in prayer, because Satan is there to steal. Jesus said, a sword went forth to sow. As he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them. What's he talking about? People heard the word of God and didn't understand it. And Satan come and just take it out of the heart. Hallelujah. Thank God. That's why we have to keep praying for them. Keep praying. God, save my father, save my mother, save my brother, save my sister. Bring them in, Lord God. We know you're faithful. We know you're able. And we trust in you to do it. You're faithful to your word. Hallelujah. God wants us to really, God wants us to believe him. And he wants us to obey him. Hallelujah. While we're young. But now, some of us have gotten old now. So hopefully some of us have lived for the Lord, haven't we? I mean, we haven't done everything we should. I know that. I know I haven't. I mean, I'm striving to please God even now at this age. I've gotten older. I won't say how old, but y'all know, I've already told you. But that's all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I still love the Lord. I love him. Amen. Ephesians 4, 20, 22 through 24. What does it say here? We can only, Ephesians 4, 22 through 24. It says, praise God. It says, for ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man. Who's the old man? Put off the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Verse 23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That's what it's going to take to live holy. God's calling for a holy life, isn't it? And that ye put on the new man. Put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. God's calling for holiness. The Bible says, follow peace with all men. Hebrews 12:14. Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. We got to be holy. Hallelujah. Not you can't do it in the flesh. It's of the spirit. Verse 2, Ecclesiastes 12, verse 2. While the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. Hallelujah. Now, before your sight get dim, get older, you know, last time your sight get dim. Isn't that right? Have to have glasses. Thank God, while you're young, get out there and serve God. Read the Word of God. And do what you need to do while you're young, while you feel like doing it. Hallelujah. Youth is typically the time of dawn and light, springtime. Isn't that right? Old age is twilight. As you get older, it's your twilight. Hey, but you can still serve the Lord. But thank God, God asked you to do it while you're young. That's for later. Verse 3, in the days when the keepers of the house shall tremble. Listen at this now. In the days when the keepers of the house shall tremble and the strong men shall bow down themselves. All right. And the grinders cease because they are few. Now the keepers of the house, the hands, the arms, which protect the body, began to shake of old age. You get old sometimes, man, they'll shake. Isn't that right? The keepers of the house got to keep things intact, keep things in order. They begin to tremble because of old age. And the strong men shall bow down themselves, the legs and the feet and the knees and the feet. Like, they're like supporting pillows, but they get weak. As you get older, they get weak. They weaken during the aging process. Amen? And the grinders shall cease because they're low. Talking about the teeth. I mean, you get to losing teeth. I mean, I know about that. Anybody else know about that? As you get older, man, you lose teeth. The grinders cease because they are few, the mold of teeth. And those that, hallelujah, hallelujah, they cease because they're few. And you can't eat like you used to. You might not maybe grab a steak when you sometimes get older and chew it like you want to chew it. Isn't that right? But I love fish anyway. It's softer, so I can do pretty good with that. And those that look out of the windows be dark and talking about your eyes as they begin to get dim. Your eyes. Hallelujah. And they get dim, don't they? I got my glasses. In fact, I got two pairs. When the doors shall be shut in the streets. Lips don't have too much to say. Don't have a lot to say. Hallelujah. When the sound of the grinding is low, refers to little eating or grinding of the teeth, loss of appetite in many cases. Now, let me give you a good illustration of this. 2 Samuel 19, verse 35. Here's a man that tried to want to help David, and he did help David. Remember David when his son Absalom tried to take over the throne? Absalom tried to take over the throne. And David loved Absalom, his son. That wasn't David's son. He loved him. He didn't correct him, but he loved him. And when Absalom tried to take over the throne, David left the city, didn't he? He did. He left the city. He walked out, went out of the city, left it. And here's a man that came to David that had been encouragement and strength to David. 2 Samuel 19:35. Listen at this now. And this is going to talk about how that, as you get older, what this man said. 2 Samuel 19:35. Hallelujah. 19:35. Let's begin at verse 32, I think it'll work, I believe. This man's name was Barzillai, something like that. Now Barzillai was a very old man, even fourscore. He was 80 years old now, and he had provided the king of substance. He had provided for David a substance thing needed, all right? While he lay in this, I can't pronounce that word, for he was very great man, this man. And the king said unto this man, Barzillai, come thou over with me, because he was escaping from Absalom, getting out of the city. And he asked this man, said, come thou over with me, and I will feed thee with me in Jerusalem. And Barzillai said unto the king, listen what this man said to the king. How long have I to live that I should go up with the king unto Jerusalem? Listen, verse 35. I am this day 85 years old, and can I discern between good and evil? I hope it's good. Can thy servant taste? This is what I want to get to. Can thy servant taste what I eat? You see what I mean? You get older sometimes, you can't hardly taste it. Can thy servant taste what I eat or what I drink? You know, can I hear any more the voice of singing men? 85 years old. I mean, you can. It gets dimmer, right? What he's saying. How much can I do for you, David, at this age? Of singing men and singing women? Wherefore then should thy servant be yet a burden unto my lord the king? And I'm not going to go with you, David, because at my age I can't do much for you. That's what he was telling. He said, rise up at the voice of the bird. Light sleep. When you get old a lot of times, light sleep. Get up at the crowing of the rooster. Hear the rooster crow. You're ready to get up early in the morning, all right? Light sleep. So rise up at the voice of the bird. You hear the birds chirping. Wake you up. You get up. Can't have sleep a lot of time. That's as you get older. Now, I'm bringing this, but now at the end, we're going to see that we still have hope. Amen? We still have hope. And all the daughters of music shall be brought low. The voice of the ears shall be brought low. In other words, you're having a hard time hearing. That's what it's saying here. As you get older. And it does happen now. But now, it's going to end up, saints of God, well, we're going to win in the end. Isn't that right? Amen. Also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and in other words, the fear of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way. In other words, heights. Get older, you don't want to climb. At least I don't want to do a lot of climbing now. I don't. Fret of heights, but fear of falling. And the almond tree shall flourish. I feel like the almond trees are the white, you know, white blossoms and all. Ahead. Amen. Gray hairs, white hairs. An almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper, a little thing, is a burden, and desires shall fail. Amen. You get older, you just don't desire to do things like you used to when you was younger. Isn't that right? That's the reason why God said, do it while you're young. Isn't that right? Now, I'm not discouraging the older people. No, I'm not. Because we can do a lot for God, can't we? But it's easier to do it when you're young, is all I'm saying. Isn't that right? It's easier when you're young to get these things done. Because man goeth to his long home. Listen to this now. Because man goeth to his everlasting home. Christians going to heaven, right? when they pass from here. And the mourners go about the streets at once death, all right? Remember your Creator, verse 6. Earnestly now, before the silver cord of life is snapped apart, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher is broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern, and the whole circulatory system of blood ceases to function. This is at once death. But now listen to this. Then shall the dust, everybody said, then shall the dust of that, then shall the dust of which God have made. Is that what that verse said? Anybody got that seventh verse? Then, right. Hallelujah. And verses found to God who gave us. All right. Now, verses 1 through 7 give a dramatic picture of the aging process of the physical body, leading to death. But listen at this now. We can be comforted. I'm talking about the saints now, however, by the fact that, let's look at two verses of Scripture. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 14 to 16. We can be comforted. Amen? Young or old, we can be comforted. 2 Corinthians 4, 14 to 16. From 4:14 to 16. Listen to what it says here. All right. Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with him. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. Listen to this 16th verse. Listen to this good. The 16th verse. For which cause we faint not. All right? For though our outward man perish, talking about our natural body. For though our, in other words, though this natural body die and be put in the grave, all right? Yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Isn't that right? That spiritual man is renewed day by day. Hallelujah. Outward man perish. In other words, the natural body is going to die, go back to dust. That's what it's talking about here now. But the inward man, the spiritual man, is renewed day by day. All right, let's look at 2 Corinthians 5, verses 1 to 8. Second Corinthians 5, verse 1 to 8. For we know that if our earthly house of this body, earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved. Talking about this body, all right? We have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan in this body now. We groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. The Apostle Paul said, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. All right? If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. Amen. We're going to put off this mortal body and put on immortality. Put off mortal and put on immortality. We're going to have a body just like the body Jesus had when he rose from the dead. Isn't that right? When Jesus rose from the dead, he had a spiritual body. That's the kind of body that the Lord is going to give us. Amen? To dwell with him forever. Forever. If so be that being clothed, we should not be naked. For we that are in this tabernacle, talking about this body, do groan, being burdened, and not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed. Amen. Upon that mortality might be swallowed up of life. All right? We're going to receive immortality. Now, he that has wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also has given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. As long as we remain in this physical body, we're absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Verse 8, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Amen? We'd rather be absent from his body, wouldn't we? You better believe we would. We'd rather be with the Lord in heaven. But while we're here, we got things to do. Isn't that right? We can't sit around and say, well, we want the Lord to come, yeah. But while he comes, Jesus said, occupy till I come. He gave us a job to do, didn't he? And he wants us to be up and about our Father's business. Amen. So Solomon, what Solomon was saying here, and what God was speaking through him, is for us while we're young to get saved and live a holy life until the Lord take us out of here. I mean, he might come in death, or we might be here when the resurrection comes, whatever. But be ready. Jesus said, be ye also ready, for you know not the day nor the hour. The Son of Man comes, but we know it's coming, don't we? So if you're ready, you don't have to worry, but you can be up and about our, we can be up and about our Father's business. And he have a work for us to do. Isn't that right? And he don't, hallelujah. Thank God. God don't want us to make excuses, but he want us to get up and do what he said do. And I thank God for the message this morning. God was encouraging us. He really was. God moved mightily this morning. God was encouraging us to live for him, to obey him, to be Christians. You know, I'd rather be a Christian than be anything else I know. I really would. I mean, people have professions and nothing wrong. It's good to have a good profession, you know, make a good living with it. But I'm talking about when it all boils down. Isn't that right? When it all boils down. Now, Solomon said this. Now let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Isn't that something? So, hallelujah. So God wants us to be up and about our Father's business. Saints, I'm asking you to be praying this week. Let's continue to pray this week that God would just have his way in our lives, that he'd use us, that he'd be pleased with us. As we go about daily, we want God to be pleased with us, don't we? I want him to be pleased with me. I really do. I want God to be pleased with me. I don't want to, hallelujah, glory. I don't want to preach to others. The Apostle Paul said, lest at any time I preach to others and I myself be a castaway. Now, I don't want to preach to others and I myself be rejected of God. That's what he was saying. But you got to keep under our body and bring it into the rejection. Thank God. That's what we need to do. Walk in the Spirit, and we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit. We got to fight. Amen. The flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. God wants us to believe him. He's a man of his word. He'll do what he said. But we got something to do, haven't we? Remember how God, I read that scripture, how David told Solomon to know the Lord. Hallelujah. God wants us to know him. Let's seek to know the Lord. The Bible said, ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Isn't that right? We got to search for him with all our heart. Amen. And we'll find him. Thank God. Stand to your feet tonight.